This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, and thanks for your support of WRKF. Matt Doyle is producing, and we start our show with former state lawmaker Eric Ponte. He served two terms in the Louisiana legislature representing District 69 here in Baton Rouge, and he is now involved intricately in trying to get an increase in gas tax in our state. We haven't had one in 30 years. He's the president of the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads, LCFOR. Eric Ponte has been traveling the state discussing the issue of road and bridge conditions for months, and he has some advocates, and many of them are on the Republican side of the ledger. He is a Republican, and it's unusual to have people in the GOP advocating taxes of any kind. What's gotten into you, Eric Ponte?
Well, it's been 30 years since any investment at all has been made in our road and bridge system throughout the state of Louisiana. We have over $14 billion in need on our existing system alone. And then you talk to the bigger projects of capacity, like a Mississippi River Bridge or a Calcasieu or widening of interstate over on the North Shore I-12 area or Lafayette I-49, that's $12-plus billion. So we have a $26 billion-plus need in our state. No new funding has been brought forward in 30 years, and our systems are crumbling beneath us, and it's time we address something. We're reaching out to citizens all over the state, and they're tired of driving on the roads. They're tired of bridges being closed down and having to go out of their way, and they want the legislature to do something about it. 30 years is too long.
All right. Representative Steve Carter has a proposal that would raise the tax at the pump from 20 to 38 cents, but this would be in increments lasting quite a while, right?
That is one component of the bill. Is to this year it would be 6 cents. Basically, every time you fill up, it would be a dollar, and then it would incrementally increase 2 cents every other year. And in 2031, it would be total of an 18-cent increase. That's correct. But again, it's been over 30 years, and by that point in time, it'll have been over 40 years since we've invested. So it will go a long way to help our system.
Probably not even keeping up for inflation, but nonetheless, we have other taxes in our state that are high, and today in The Advocate, Dan Fagan, who is now the reigning conservative columnist for the newspaper of record, has a headline, "Hiking Gas Tax Would Further Burden Louisiana Economy." Would this kill the economy, Eric Ponte?
Absolutely not. This would stimulate and improve our economy. We are suffocating. Our roads and our bridges are the oxygen to our economy. And this is a business-led group. We have the Committee of 100 and the hundreds of businesses they represent. Chambers of Commerce that represent businesses, G&O Inc., Baton Rouge Chamber, REAL, Regional Economic Alliance, Dow Chemical, Farm Bureau, the agricultural community, all support this. These are businesses saying we're suffocating here. We need our roads and our bridges improved. So absolutely not. It'll do just the opposite. We're held back. Every state in the country has invested and improved their infrastructure, but not in Louisiana. It's been over 30 years, and it's time, and businesses are screaming, hollering. The agricultural community is actually angry about it because they need things done, and they want it done now.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to join the conversation with former State Representative Eric Ponte, who is president of the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads. And if you'd like to send us an email, please do so at talk@talklouisiana.org. And the first question online comes from Tom on Bluebonnet. He wants to know, who is the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads? Who is in your membership?
Well, the list I just presented, Committee of 100 is on it. There's 120-something companies around the state.
When you say the Committee for 100, you're talking about?
Business is a organization of businesses that come together to look at interests that need to move our state forward to make businesses competitive within the state. And their interest, this is one of their top topics, is improving infrastructure. The Baton Rouge Area Chamber that represents businesses throughout the Baton Rouge area is part of this coalition and supporting of this coalition because they realize they can't grow, they can't prosper. Employees can't get to work. Look what happened just right here in this region last week when one bridge is out. I mean, the whole town was shut down, and it took 2 or 3 hours, which would be a normal 20-minute commute. Mm-hmm. Farm Bureau, which represents the whole state on the insurance market to the agricultural community, Dow Chemical, another corporation. So the list is very long of all the different but that's a very short, quick sample of the membership and the support, and it's growing daily.
Now, when Treasurer Kennedy was in state office and when he was testing the waters about running for governor, he was saying that we don't need any new taxes. We can shift money around. We can get rid of consulting contracts. That we've got the money. We're just not spending it right. The last thing we need to do is be raising taxes on our people. Your response to his admonition?
So the only funding for infrastructure, roads and bridges in Louisiana, is the fuel tax, period. The sales tax, property tax, no other revenue in this state goes towards roads and bridges. It's a misperception out there that all this money and it goes to roads and bridges. Our roads and bridge system in our state is funded by our fuel tax. 20 cents, 16 cents basically, to fund our roads and bridges, and that number has not changed since the 80s. And I don't know about y'all, but I know what things cost in the 80s there compared to now. Everything's increased, and we're expected to maintain our roads and bridge system with the same checkbook from 1980s.
All right. 877-217-5757 is your number for Eric Ponte, well-known in Baton Rouge, two-term state lawmaker, graduate of Catholic High School. He's also currently the executive director of the Louisiana Asphalt Payment, Pavement Association. I would imagine that organization would certainly be involved in this as well if we had new roads and bridges and that sort of thing.
Trade associations of all sorts are part of this association. Yes, the asphalt is part of this coalition.
Okay. Well, Eric Ponte, we have a bad situation with traffic in Baton Rouge in particular. This would be a statewide endeavor, and a listener asks, how can we be assured that the Baton Rouge problems will be addressed?
Great question. The bill, the dollars that are invested into the lockbox, the subfund, again, to guarantee the dollars go to the projects. No overhead, no pension, no retirement. 40% of those dollars deposited will go to capacity projects. And the capacity project that directly affects the Baton Rouge region is, one, a new Mississippi River Bridge is in this HB 542 by Representative Carter. The widening of the interstate from the Baton Rouge to the Mississippi state line, I-12, to three-lane, where it's not done so already, is in this project. And there's projects all over the state. 60% of the dollars will go towards our existing system. So if you have bridges or overlays or a rebuilding of existing roadways, 60% has to go to maintaining our existing structure. So if you're anywhere in the capital region and there's a state highway that needs to be redone or bridges that are shut down, 60% of the dollars are dedicated to fixing these projects.
877-217-5757. Let's go to Fabio in Grand Coteau. Fabio, you're on the air with Representative Ponte. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm very enthusiastic and appreciative of Mr. Ponte's efforts in this regard. In St. Landry, 10 years ago, we had a bond issue passed, and we were once known as the Pothole Parish, and now I think we have some of the best parish roads for a rural parish in the state, and that's thanks to people willing to put their money up for a good faith effort to build a better place to live. I'm interested in Mr. Ponte's change of heart. As a Republican, I imagine you are against taxes in most every regard, and I wanted to know what the tipping point was in the road issue, because there are other issues in the state, like education, for example, that need money almost as badly, if not worse.
Your thoughts? Thank you, Fabio.
So, yeah, thank you for the question. My record on infrastructure is on record. 2015, which again was an election year, representative at the time, Karen St. Germain, brought a couple of measures that cleared both committees and made it to the House floor. Again, it's been 30 years, and I'm well aware. I was born in Louisiana. I've lived my life in Louisiana, and the need is great, and I voted for that bill. We are holding jobs back, our economy back. We can't get home in time for our child's games. We can't get to work on time. It is a major crisis. The repairs the citizens of this state spend on front-end alignments, tires, wasted fuel sitting in traffic, the wasted fuel businesses spend sitting in traffic, it's got to change. But I have been on record and am on record of agreeing to and supporting investment in infrastructure, roads, and bridges.
Marty on Houshatu Road. Marty, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I was listening to your guest talk about who's going to be on the board. Is there any going to be any private citizens on the board to give input on any of the projects coming up, like the road structure?
So the board, the legislation that is passed is, can you clarify your board question? We have reached a grassroots effort, and our website allows citizens around the state to email questions and things of that nature. We're passing that information on to legislators of the need around the state, the condition around the state, and the call to action. And we are directly linking citizens around the state with legislators, taking their feedback in.
How can we be sure that the money, even though it's dedicated for a certain endeavor, is actually used in that manner? Will there be any safeguards in place?
Well, the citizens of Louisiana in 2017 created the safeguards by creating the subfund to guarantee the dollars go into projects. The 40% of the generated dollars that go into the subfund are the projects listed in the Carter legislation. And they reflect the whole state, I-20 in Shreveport, Monroe, the bridge in Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, all over the state. So there will be guarantees in place for that to happen.
877-217-5757. We'll be back for another segment with Eric Ponte on Talk Louisiana right after this pause on WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And a reminder that we would like to hear from you. 855-893-9753 is the number to show your support for WRKF as we head down to the finish line of the Spring Member Fest. 855-893-9753. Eric Ponte in the house for a little while longer, former state lawmaker, president of the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads. The number for our show is 877-217-5757, and you can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. The legislature convenes next Monday for the opening of the 2019 regular session, and an issue that was prominent in 2017, an increase in the state gasoline tax, is being reintroduced by Steve Carter. It would raise the taxes at the pump, state taxes, from 20 cents to 38 cents over a 12-year period, meaning this full 38 cents would not be in place until 2031. So it's a very modest increase for a state that has not had one, an increase in 30 years. But there is opposition, as there always is, to any kind of taxes. And if you'd like to chime in, this is your opportunity, 877-217-5757. Now, in other states, there have been increases, and many of these states have Republican legislatures, some Republican governors. And to show how some states are open to change, Arkansas, which has a Republican legislature and a Republican governor, just put into law a boost in the minimum wage to $11 an hour, $7.25 in Louisiana. What about gasoline taxes? Are we seeing that trend in other places?
Absolutely. Just within the past 6 months, the Deep South, Alabama, just within, I think, the past month or so, Republican governor, Republican legislature just increased their funding. Mississippi last year came in, Republican governor and legislature increased theirs. And as you just mentioned, Arkansas, but Arkansas just increased theirs. All Deep South states have done so. South Carolina, Republican governor, Republican legislature. This is all over the country. And it's not an election issue either. Between 2013 and 2018, 28 states have raised the fuel tax, and some were in election year, some were in the honeymoon year, and 93% Democrats and not Republicans and 94% Democrats got reelected because citizens know roads and bridges are critical to their lifeblood of their economy and the quality of their life and safety.
All right, Kathy in Plaquemine. Hi, Kathy. You're on Talk Louisiana with Eric Ponte.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. What is the problem with raising the sales tax on gasoline? Is it because people just don't want to spend more money at the pump? Because what I see is a lot of oversized vehicles, a lot of trucks, a lot of major gas-guzzling automobiles on the road. And maybe if we raise the taxes on at the pump, people would actually consider buying a more economical or electric or hybrid cars.
So it's been 30 years, and there's always, for whatever reason, been a resistance to addressing the gasoline user tax that you pay at the pump. And as you see driving the roads every day, they're deplorable. If you're over in Plaquemine, you saw what happened last week when one issue with a bridge, a major bridge, a major artery to this area, is impacted. And there is a perception that dollars are wasted, and our dollars haven't been invested in over 30 years. The voters created a subfund to guarantee the dollars go to the lockbox, and this bill guarantees every dollar that goes in there will go towards projects and address those needs.
Thank you, Kathy. Dan downtown. Hi, Dan. You're on Talk Louisiana with Eric Ponte.
Yeah, Mr. Ponte, is there any consideration that what would be fairer for the average citizen is a progressive income tax rather than a regressive gas sales tax?
All right. Is there another way to do this?
Many states around the country have taken a multi-tiered approach to addressing their roads and bridges. In Louisiana, currently, we use the fuel tax, and that's the mechanism that is in place in Louisiana because of the other opportunities that are used for sales taxes and other measures. But at this point in time, in the short term, to bring our $26 billion backlog in addressing that issue that the fuel tax currently, and then moving some of our existing 16 cents, that's a critical component of this piece of legislation, that the 16 cents that are out there right now that are funding department and other things, that portion of that money be held accountable and go to projects. So we're redirecting into this lockbox that you, the voters, created in 2017 to dedicate it to projects along with the new dollars to recapture that money and invest in our roads and bridges.
Jim in Port Allen. Hello, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana with Eric Ponte.
Eric, I totally agree with you about the roads. However, I disagree with the taxes in Louisiana being the highest in the South. What are you going to do about doing something equalizing and revamping and having a constitutional convention to get the whole tax base down? Based on our population, we certainly have the highest tax rate in the nation.
So I no longer serve in the legislature, and that would be an issue to address with your elected officials in the legislature as far as a constitutional convention and those things. What I am aware of is no sales tax, no property tax, or any other form of tax outside of the fuel tax goes towards our roads and bridges. That's why they're so neglected. That's why there's so many potholes. That's why they're deteriorated. That's why we had almost 1,700, just came out 2 days ago, structurally deficient bridges across our state. One last week, actually, a hole fell through the middle of it. And there's bridges even in North Louisiana. Up in Oil City has two bridges that are really impacting the ability to get around. South Louisiana, farmers can't get from one field to the next. So the only issue, the only way to fund our roads and bridges and fix this is through the fuel tax and recapturing 8 cents of our existing 16 cents to put towards our road and bridge situation.
877-217-5757. Still time to get in with Eric Ponte, who is president of the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads. David in Atlanta. Hello, David. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. And those minimum wage increases by other states, I think, have done a lot more to improve the economy around the country than the Trump Republican corporate and individual tax cuts for the wealthy. I'll give you two big reasons why we need to raise the gas tax. Businesses look for an efficient transportation system. Republicans are all about cutting taxes. If we have a better infrastructure, roads and bridges, that will be a magnet for business. And first,
all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, David. What was your other point?
Okay. Louisiana has one of the most valuable marine estuaries in the world. We need, like most countries or many countries are doing, we need to go to electric vehicles.
All right. Electric vehicles. There are a few, but anyway, go ahead, Eric Ponte. What about the benefits exceeding any taxes? Certainly we pay a lot for car repairs in our state as a result of bad roads. Do you see a trade-off in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. The vehicle repairs, not only to the consumer with their automobiles, but even the Louisiana Truckers Association has always been opposed to this measure, and they're at the table because we're one of the highest states in the country where of excess burning fuel. But you spend on an average $300 to $400 a year between repairs of the vehicle due to the poor condition of roads, not to mention the wasted fuel that you sit in traffic. So the cost of this is way less than the cost of what you spend today trying to maintain your road cars.
Susie on O'Neill. Susie, you're on Talk Louisiana with Eric Ponte.
Hi, Mr. Ponte. I just had a question.
Good morning.
You mentioned that we're still being charged about the same amount as the 1980s for our fuel taxes. I was wondering the amount of, like, gallons, or how has the amount changed? What is the population, or how much did you collect in the 1980s versus what you're collecting now?
So the dollar amount, the 16 cents is what was charged in the 80s, and then in 89 we added 4 cents for the time program. Cars were much less efficient. There are more cars on the road today, so consumption is up a little bit, but due to the fuel efficiency, we're still not gaining where we need to be based on inflation, and that's why we have a $26 billion backlog, because the dollars just aren't there.
We have more people in Louisiana, but of course our population has grown smaller than other states too. So on a inflation basis, as a state, we're way behind on where we were in 1989. Zach in Shenandoah. Zach, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Though I agree with the idea that we have to do something with our roads and especially our bridges in a traffic situation in the Baton Rouge area and throughout the state for that matter, there was two questions asked, though, and wasn't answered. Is there any reason why we can't have a private citizen on that committee, though? Not just emailing or texting questions, but on the board so we can actually see and see the interaction between the committee members.
What about a private citizen having a say-so at the table on this?
The Louisiana Coalition team has been is open to anyone, any business that wanted to join the coalition to engage their legislators in improving our roads and bridges and invest. So the coalition as a whole is open to everyone.
We're going to spend a few more minutes with Eric Ponte, and then we'll hear from WRKF station manager Paul Mawson right after this timeout for the news on 89.3 WRKF. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and in just a moment, we're going to hear from WRKF station manager Paul Mawson. This is the last day of the Spring Member Fest, so it's important for you to call the radio station, and there are people waiting to take your call, and it won't be long. Not a lot of personal questions. Just call 855-893-9753, and you will have done your good deed for today and for this year. But let's go to Jay in Mid-City, who's been waiting patiently to ask a question to Eric Ponte, who's president of the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. Sir, you mentioned that you was on the board of asphalt. And I was wondering, is there more superior asphalt out there that you could put on the highways in Louisiana due to the weather that we have along with the heavy traffic highways that we have in the state?
Do we have good asphalt and bad asphalt?
We only have good asphalt. This effort is to improve the roads and bridges all over the state of Louisiana because, again, it hadn't been funded in over 30 years. So it's critical that our bridges are addressed, our on and off system, our capacity projects, and quality products by across the board to bring our infrastructure up where it needs to be.
All right. Well, we have a question online saying, I don't see traffic jams in North Baton Rouge. Why not rejuvenate and restore North Baton Rouge, and that would address some of the traffic issues, according to Donna. That's a good point, but that's a larger issue, of course.
Yeah, the coalition is focused on the entire state of Louisiana from in each and every corner of the deplorable roads, the extremely dangerous bridges that, you know, our children and school buses cross every day, and there's needs all over the state. Like I said, 1,700 structurally deficient bridges, $26 billion in backlog. There's major crises all over the state on bringing our roads and bridges up to the standards. We're just trying to get them back to where they need to be safe for us to travel on, not even go beyond that.
Well, thank you, Eric Ponte. Always a pleasure, and good luck. We'll be talking again, I'm sure.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. We're joined in studio by Paul Mawson. As mentioned, this is the final day of the Spring Member Fest, and only a couple of times a year do we come to you during an extended period, a week, to seek your support. And we're a bit behind our goals, so we need support to make the trains roll for the next half year. 855-893-9753 is your number. And, Paul, I know you are at the forefront of counting the beans, and we need a few more contributions.
Yeah, a couple more beans would be good right now. Of course, WRKF. You know, I was just thinking, Jim, you know, look, the conversation we just had here, talking about infrastructure and roads and things like that, things that are important to Baton Rouge, things that are important to the community. And that's what I believe WRKF brings to the table, which is, you know, the mixture of NPR, which is national content, BBC, international content, and then also local content like we're doing here on Talk Louisiana. It's a well-balanced diet. You need that to be a productive person. And so we hope that we're providing that. And, of course, we turn to folks a couple times a year to ask for their support financially because we are listener-supported. And that's not just a phrase. It's an actual business model, which folks tell us we're crazy to do that. But it actually is something where if you value what you hear from WRKF every day, programs like Talk Louisiana, having this space here. Please support it and do that right now. It's really very easy to do that. You can make your donation by calling this number, which is 855-893-9753. By the way, that's 893-WRKF. And as Jim has said, it will only take you 89.3 seconds to make your donation. I like
or
that.
Less.
I'm stealing that from you, by the way. That's great. Also, you can go online to wrkf.org, make your donation. We've talked what's a good donation level? Well, that's what's amazing about this. We don't tell you what that is. We ask for you to make that determination. How about, $10 a month as a sustainer? That's a very popular level. A lot of people do $30 a month. It works out to be about a dollar a day for WRKF, and you can make those donations as a sustainer on your credit card, and that's a great way to support WRKF.
And that it is, and the number again is 855-893-9753. And Paul is a veteran of public radio. He's the station manager also of WWNO in New Orleans and lives in Mandeville, so he's kind of halfway between the two. And shoots here, shoots there. He's a busy man. He knows our road conditions very well.
Yeah, that's what I was really enthralled by the discussion we were having earlier. I mean, I think that's the important issues that are facing our community, our region. It's important to have a space where you can actually do that in a long form sort of way. Talk to people, get some feedback on that. We feel that that's what we bring to the table is this ability to have an intelligent, thoughtful, longer form discussion, and that's unfortunately not something that is readily available these days. And so that's why we hope. And look, there are nonprofits in Baton Rouge that are doing great, tremendous work in this community, and I encourage you to support them with your charitable donations. Hopefully, WRKF is one of those, and you'll find us worthy of your support as well, and we hope you do for all the reasons that we just talked about.
And this is a community radio station, so there is no state support. There is minimal federal support, and that money goes right back to NPR for the programs, and actually you end up at a net loss on that. So,
hopefully not. But
you pay more for the programs than the station receives from Uncle Sam.
Oh yeah. So there is a belief out there that the federal government pays for all of public radio, and that's not the case at all. We get a small donation or support grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting every year. It works out to be less than 8% of our entire operating budget. So the other 92% has to come from this community in the form of memberships, like we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Also, businesses that support WRKF through underwriting, which are local businesses.
And this community station is not tied to a university. It's not a state organization like Louisiana Public Broadcasting. So it is only made possible through listeners.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are a standalone nonprofit corporation that operates WRKF. And yes, there is no safety net. We have to make sure that we raise the funds to keep the station operating. Fortunately, I've been able to do it for a number of years now. Some great people who have supported the station in the past, and we always say, hey, we're here today because somebody gave yesterday, so why don't you give some money today so that WRKF is here today and also tomorrow, not only for you, but for everybody else in the community.
Well, one of the favorites, and I left mine in the kitchen, so I meant to look at it, but I'm envisioning my teal WRKF mug in my
hand.
That's
right. We'd be nothing. A pledge drive would be nothing without a mug. And of course, as Ira Glass has said, host of This American Life, he said, "Public radio really is this vast organization for dispensing mugs all across the country, coffee mugs." So, in keeping with that, we do have a brand new WRKF coffee mug / travel mug for your donation at the $15 a month level or higher.
$15, so that would be less than, less than 50
cents a day.
A
cup of coffee these days.
Less than 50 cents a day. Well, I just heard a story on National Public Radio this morning that the cost of coffee is actually going down as far as producing it, but it goes up and up so when you go to a coffee shop.
I'm sure that will be reflected in your price.
So you can make your own and put it in a WRKF mug, you'll save money and you will have done a great service for public radio.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you think about it, a lot of people say that phrase that you just said. And when I meet them and talk, oh, I heard on NPR this morning, or I heard, or I was late for a meeting. By the way, next time you're late for a meeting, just tell people you were listening to a great story on WRKF and you needed to finish it because you felt it was important to get all that information.
Well, and we not only have driveway moments here in this community, we have a lot of road moments.
I was going to say. Yeah, well, we were just talking about, you know, being stuck in traffic, and that's, you know, that's the worst. We all know that. Nobody likes that. But I do get a lot of feedback from people that say, you know, at least when I'm doing, when that happens to me, I can listen to WRKF, and at least I'm doing something productive with that time. And so we hope you will obviously support that. And right now it is the Spring Member Fest. And so it's the last day. And again, a donation at any level is more than welcome. Think about a certain amount per month. We like to do that as sustainers.
$15 a month for the mug.
There you go.
There we go. We'd like to.
By the way, at $40 or higher, we can say thanks with a pair of single-day Jazz Fest tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest in New Orleans. We only have a limited number of those, so that's another great way to support WRKF. Again, the number is 855-893-9753. To make your donation. That's 893-9753.
855-893-9753. You've heard that number a few times, but it's amazing how many people will say, I need to hear it again. So 855-893-9753. Paul Mawson, who's now been station manager for more than 2 years, and he grew up in a lot of places, but when you were a young man, one of your stops as a youngster was right here.
Right here in Baton Rouge. And I went to St. Thomas More as a youngster there.
And who knew you would come back? You went a lot of places before you came back, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been to New Jersey and Ohio and Florida and all kinds of places. And it's been great. It's been great. It's good to be back and meet up with old friends. That's always a great thing. You know, a community is a community, and that's one of the things that we think WRKF provides is a sense of community here, supported by the community. We wouldn't be here if we weren't, and so this is a great moment and opportunity to show that support. And if you care about it, this is the time to make your donation to WRKF and help it be even better tomorrow.
And if you like this hour of programming, we'd like to hear from you during this hour. And the number again is 855-893-9753. And so for $15 a month, $180 a year, you can show your support and get that WRKF mug, which is beautiful. And, of course, it makes an impression wherever you go.
The Jim Inkster endorsed WRKF.
I have mine that is going to be retrieved in a matter of moments. Again, 855-893-9753.
Thanks.